come. Two unpopular dicks like you is having a party.
Metal Enema with The Undertaker and DJ Slipscreen.
Bastards, why are you torturing me like this?
MetalEnema.com, the best metal radio show on the entire fucking internet.
Wake up, time to die.
Hey, it's the Metal Enema right here on MetalEnema.com. I am The Undertaker.
I'm DJ Slipscreen.
You thought I was going to screw it up, didn't you?
Yeah, I was afraid you were. It's a new year, man. Come on, new year. You're supposed to make sure you didn't have that problem.
No, and I got it. So I'm sorry for leaving you with overwrought Bryan Cranston last week.
Yeah, I didn't really help it trying to calm him down. I kind of made it worse at times.
Yeah, he seemed like he was freaking out the harder you tried to talk him out of it.
It was funny.
It's kind of like when you tell a woman to calm down.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like she's throwing fire. It's like throwing gasoline onto an already burning dumpster fire.
Foosh oosh. That's the sound exactly it makes. So we've got a whole bunch of stuff, as we do every week, of Death, Black, and Thrash. And thank you, by the way, for your constant support at MetalEnema.com. And if you want to send in requests or have any questions, MetalEnema@gmail.com. It's been kind of quiet lately, but I guess maybe it's the holidays.
All's quiet on the Western Front, unfortunately.
No, that's all right. It's that time of year. Everything has gone to ground, as it were. Except for us.
Indeed.
At the underground. So we're going to go ahead and play... God, I was just saying this earlier. This has been an institution on Metal Enema since its release in 1995. Indeed. It's Satyricon, Dawn of the New Age, ushering in the new year. Here we go.
This is Armageddon. We'll be right back.
Life, Evil Savior, Blasphemic Disgust from Blasphemic Disgust. And before that, Thy Feeble Savior, Defilement of the Holy Virginity from Blasphemic Disgust. And before that, Satyricon, The Dawn of a New Age, Nemesis Divina. That's the classic. Thy Feeble Savior is new.
Yep.
And it's from Houston. And
yep, it's all Hat Meffner and Francisco Felito.
Yeah.
It's all great.
Two guys who've been in a lot of bands from the Houston scene that you've probably heard of, like Blasphemian and Oath of Cruelty.
Hypocristians. Splatteria.
Heavy Roach Activity, Morbosidad.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of stuff. So that's their kind of their love note to Profanatica.
Yeah, pretty much.
Although, you know, when you send in a love note to Profanatica, it needs to be smeared with shit and semen. You
mm-hmm.
know, that's how you...
Yeah, unfortunately. It has to go through your organs just to make sure that it's got enough power for it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to, like, eat it and then, like, crap it out and then pass it along.
Paul's like, oh, thank you.
Do you want to hear a horrible story?
Oh, dear.
It's not even that horrible. I never know.
Well, let's hear it anyway.
I've been doing this show for the better part of 20 years, so I don't know what stories I've told on the air. So if you're hearing this again, I apologize. I was in junior year of high school. Now, I was a year behind everybody because of the way my birthday fell. So I was like basically a year younger than everybody.
Yeah, that's how it went for me.
And in high school years, that's huge.
Oh.
I mean, just the formation, the shape of your brain is different from summer to summer.
Yeah.
You know? There was a girl that I had a number of classes with, and she was this fairly pretty blonde chick. I mean, looking back, now I could do way better. But back then, she was the girl who was around, and, you know, she liked me well enough. And, you know, she didn't freak out that I was, like, you know, coming to school in a Cannibal Corpse shirt and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
She was a keeper then.
Yeah, that's the way I looked at it anyway. And then it was really funny because the, I guess it was the dance team. For Valentine's Day, they'd actually do... This was a pretty cool idea, actually. And, I mean, if you were a guy who had any juice at all, which I did not, you could totally get something happening because of this. But you could actually buy a rose, like a carnation, I think. Yeah, it wasn't a rose. It was carnation. Buy a carnation with the card, and then you pay like $3 or whatever, and it goes to support the Glee Club or whatever. But then they deliver it during their... period for dance club or whatever. They would deliver these around, and I decided to go for broke, and I got one of these. I signed up for one, you know, paid the $3, and then I had the little card that, you know, you can write whatever note. I wrote this incredibly dense, long, pour my heart out thing on this little 1x2 like business card. Basically, I think I actually stuck extra paper in the little.
You were a nerd.
Yeah, and I said some pretty heavy things. I didn't like come right out and go, "I love you," but I mean, I basically said, "Yeah, I think about you all the time.
You are the light that wanders, you know, through the stars."
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And I, oh my god, I went ahead and, you know, bought the flower, the thing, and, you know, submitted it, so it was ready to go. And then I told my best friend, who was also my guitarist at the time, you know, I confided in him what I did, and he kind of went, "Oh, you did?" and he looked kind of green and sort of shocked, and I looked at him, and then I went, "No, wait, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, God, what am I doing? What am I doing?" And I ran down to the office between classes where the teacher who had all the stuff was, and I went, "Listen," and I thought fast. This was pretty good on my part, admittedly. I went, did those get delivered yet?" She's like, "No." And I'm like, "Good, because I accidentally switched the note. It's going to the wrong person. I need to get that one back and fix it." And she goes, "Oh, okay." And luckily they were alphabetized. So she went, "Oh, here it is." She pulls the note out. And I'm like, "Oh, thanks." And you know, I pull it out. And she goes, "Well, wait, don't you have the other thing?" And I was like, "No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll get back to you." I ran out of there. And basically... I don't remember what I did. I don't think I actually tore it up and ate it, but I effectively tore it into the tiniest pieces possible without a paper shredder to make sure that no one would ever see it. And the thing that was so funny is, you know, that girl never caught wind of it at all. She had no idea. And
you missed an opportunity.
No, it cured me of her. I went, "That's it." I realized in that moment that it was really just me being up in my head and seized by hormones. It wasn't her.
Okay.
She wasn't that great. I mean, just as a person or
so
anything.
So now you can't say the amazing thing if you run into her now and be like, how do you like me now, baby?
No, I don't get to do that because she'd be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, I like you fine, you know.
I'm like, perfect.
You want to have dinner? You know?
And then it all goes downhill from there.
Anyway, yeah, the saxophone music. I'm sorry. Everybody always does the 70s thing with the porno music, that boom chicka wow, whatever.
But yeah,
it's really where it's at is the saxophone.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, speaking of saxophones, this is a band from Philadelphia that we really like. We've always played them on the show. It's Goraphobia, and this is a kind of a rarity. This is one of the few things they released without Alex Books present on guitar. It's kind of a secondary lineup, but they did something pretty cool with the three songs that they had. Ultimately compiled in a recording called Sabbatic Communion, and this is the signature song. It's Orcus Will Reign.
Children, should have gone aboard God. torture. Sodomized, raped children, cut to pieces.
Exquisite grave stench.
Nostroned grave stench from Totus Lout.
You.
Yes, indeed. Razor, instant death from evil invaders.
Oh, yeah.
Goraphobia, Orcus will reign from sabbatic communion.
Right here on the Metal Enema, I'm The Undertaker.
I'm DJ Slitzkrieg.
And Razor, I was mentioning this earlier, Hell's Headbanger Records is actually going to be putting out a up-to-date live Razor release from when they played Japan a couple of years ago.
Fucking A.
So, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like all the classic Razor stuff, but sometimes hearing like the kind of the modern version where they can actually play like super well,
yeah,
is kind of cool too.
Well, just it has way better sound than some of the albums they had too.
Well, yeah, everything was tinny and, you know, production values were just what they were. And Dave Carlo also didn't have that impossibly fast right hand that he has now.
Yeah.
It was fast even then, but, you know, now it's ridiculous. The guy can just do it in his sleep. So I'm looking forward to that, actually.
Lost his sight, and all he can do now is just play guitar super fast.
Yeah, kind of like Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, I agree.
But, I mean, I was thinking about it, you know, and there's certain bands where people, like, you know, get hung up on a specific member when they're not there, and it's a different lineup, and everybody's, ah, oh, screw that guy, blah, blah. Yeah.
No X-band, no person, no X-band.
I'm not fond of that one, unless, of course, it's like a band where no key members are present, Napalm Death. But but I will say that when you go back and listen to the old Razor stuff, I mean, you know, Stace McLaren, he's not overrated. I mean, he had a freaky good voice, and it was very, very specific.
Fucking sheepdog.
Yeah. I mean, Bob is a good singer, too.
Yeah, but, definitely.
But yeah, that
Bob
guy,
can unfortunately not do the intro to the martial arts.
He can't do the martial arts.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. So anyway, that's okay. But we've got a band. God, I don't guess we've ever played them on the show before. It's a band that Slitzkrieg brought into us. It's called Thy Darkened Shade.
Greek black metal that doesn't sound Hellenic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've heard the name before, but, I mean, how old is this album? Is it recent?
This one, I think, is from 2009.
Okay, that sounds about
right.
It's
fairly recent.
Okay, good deal. And this is a song called Deceased Ambience from Eternum Mos Nex Ritus.
We'll be right back. Cleansing fire, wreak havoc upon half man.
Isentor, Mighty and Superior from Mighty and Superior.
Yep.
Yeah,
the only thing they ever did was a 2-song EP, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I bet if old Donald Trump got a hold of this song, he would be like, this is my new theme song. This is my entrance
music. This is what
we're
playing to the inauguration. I know they're British, but we're still doing it.
Yeah, it sounds good. Before that, Morbid Messiah, Legions of Death from In the Name of True Death Metal. That's a great title.
And from Mexico.
Yes. Thy Darkened Shade, Deceased Ambience from Eternus Mos Nexritus, right here on the Metal Enema. I did want to level a bit of a complaint at Gods of War Productions out of Poland. They're being Polish, they don't know how to do things the right way. And and they are the ones who are releasing that very good Morbid Messiah album. And I'll lay it out for you. You go to their Bandcamp site, and they've got Morbid Messiah with whatever, 8 tracks. Mm-hmm. And there's only 3 there that you can sample, which is, they do that so people can't find ways around, like, you know, record it off of there and steal it. And I understand that. That's totally okay. I'd already made my mind that I like the band. So I went ahead and they had to pay whatever you want. I paid $5. I was like, that's for a digital download. That's, I think, a fair price.
Yeah.
So, and I wanted it on the show, so went ahead and bought it. And then I only get those 3 tracks that are featured on the site, and I went, hey, what's going on? And I wrote them, and I said, listen, I paid my money. Usually in Bandcamp, you know, when you buy the album, you get everything that's shown on the list, right?
Yeah. Well, they need their zlotys, man.
Yeah, apparently, but it's like, give me all 8 songs. They only gave me 3 songs, and I wrote them, and I said, hey, listen, I paid my money. Why don't I have all the songs? They said, well, because the rest of them are not released. They will be released later. And I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna, are you gonna give me the other songs for, you know, additionally?
No, needs zlotys.
More zlotys, please. Please to insert the next zloty. Game
they
over.
They need zlotys for hotties. Yeah.
Got to take vacation in Minsk. I'm not really happy about that. It's not Morbid Messiah's fault, obviously.
No, but support that band.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the message that I'm sending. It's like, I did it the honest way. I went to Bandcamp and I bought the thing. 3 songs is not worth $5.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe it is arguably, but for a physical product, not for digital download.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do? As soon as they release the rest and people start sharing it around on SoulSeek, I'll just get it there. So there you go.
Yeah. What did we learn from this? Honesty doesn't always work.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not telling you not to support the bands, but don't support dickhead labels that don't even know how it works. That's very unusual. That really has never happened before.
Yeah, especially nowadays.
But yeah, not cool, and it doesn't do, you know, again, it's not the band's fault, but it doesn't make them look good.
Mm-mm.
You know, people who are a little less critical thinkers might just go, oh, fuck those guys, Mexicans. And anyway.
Well, damn.
No. Anyway.
Now we wonder why people are for building that wall.
Yeah. Yeah, keep those Lottie Stealers out of there. Wait a minute, I'm confused.
Shit, this is confusing. Oi, Kurva!
Speaking of things that we keep behind the wall, we've got Death Yell from Chile. These guys are a really old band. I always loved this name. I used to actually had an old zine that had ads for them in it when they were, you know, a demo band. They were active back in like 89, 90. And, you know, I was like, $4 for postage, forget it. You know?
Yeah. What a time then.
Yeah, seriously. Well, when you're 15, it's like, hey, you know, for 4 more bucks, I could get Pestilence on tape right at the store down the street.
I get a porno mag for that.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, no, porno mags went at a premium. You had to have a couple issues of X-Men and money. You know? So, yeah. Anyway, but we're going to go ahead and play them now. Confession After Death. Don't know how that works for Morbid Rite.
Yeah! Thank you.
On
these balls.
Yes, thank you. In the name of Gomorrah from The Cleansing.
Yeah.
Definitely not cleansing that one, unfortunately. Temple of Baal, Black Redeeming Flame from Mysterium, and Death Yell, Confession After Death from Morbid Rites.
Right here on the Metal Enema, I'm The Undertaker.
I'm DJ Slitzkrieg.
That Temple of Baal is fairly recent.
Yeah.
It's the most recent thing on Agonia.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we like them. So, yeah, great French stuff.
Violent as fuck live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, love it, love it. Hope we get to see them again at some point.
Yeah.
They don't play that often, so if you are on the mainland, go ahead and check them out the next time you can.
Yes, definitely.
You know, I think we're going to go ahead and just keep moving. We've got a few things to throw out to you here. This is a band that I'm not really very well oriented with.
Yeah, they're actually new. It's one of the better things coming out of Portland right now.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah. This is Torture Rack, Apocalyptic Wrath of the Undead from Barbaric Persecution.
Right.
Thank you. Destroy and taste the blood. Smell the victory in the air. Get away. Burning all this fire.
Thraldom Till Iskall Ek Volbil from Till Et Anant.
Sorry,
Till Et Anet.
Indeed.
Remember Annette Funicello? Oh my god. Another stump the millennial. Malevolent Creation before that with Coronation of Our Domain from Retribution, their best album, absolutely, and then everything else they did is shit. Before that, Torture Rack, Apocalyptic Wrath of the Undead from Barbaric Persecution. Yes indeed. That's a good lineup of stuff.
Yeah.
Gall is the main guy behind Trolldom, and he was also in Gorgoroth and all that stuff. He does a show now where he actually, it's not called Trolldom, but he performs all the Trolldom material.
Oh, is it the Gall's Word thing?
Gall's Word, yeah.
Gall's Weird.
Yeah, Gall's Weird, yes. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, I actually saw some footage of it. Not bad at all.
Nice.
I mean, he had always had a really good sensibility with that. The other band he did that was like even freakier was Galskag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was actually pretty creepy
shit. The funny
shit.
Thing is that the best stuff that Gall was on recorded-wise was not Gorgoroth.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, it wasn't really, it wasn't his band in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
you know, he
but
was just,
the other thing about it is, and I've touched on this before, is that Gall really isn't a, his magic doesn't really work in a studio. It's much more live.
He is a presence.
Yeah, it's something you have to experience in person rather than just listening to, because it doesn't really work the same way.
Yeah, I can attest to that because, you know, I spent some time with him on a tour bus.
Yeah, exactly.
I've told those stories before, but yeah. Anyway, so that's a little bit of an interesting thing. Trolldom is kind of just one of those, you know, creeping in the woodwork sort of bands.
It's like the troll in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the one who provokes people online. Oh no, that's a different kind of troll.
No, we're talking real trolls, people.
So we're gonna go ahead and tangle things up a little bit and get it started now with a band called
Azazul. This is German black metal, and it's one of the guys from Moonblood. It's the new thing that
yeah.
they're doing. Yeah,
nice.
So it's basically, I guess, kind of like a spiritual successor to Moonblood at this point.
Right.
But this is from the only album, The Fleshly Tomb. This is Cryptborn Shadows. We'll be right back.
Are you into heavy metal? Are you into black metal? Are you into speed metal?
Metalenema.com. Death, black, thrash.
I'm sorry I said that.
We'll be right back.
Azazoth, Cauldron of Blood from Rehearsal 92. Azazel, sacrifice virgins to Satan again. Witches deny the Holy Trinity. And, of course, Azazul, Cryptborn Shadows from the Fleshly Tomb.
I love that. Sacrifice virgins to Satan again. That's what, yeah. That's what should say on Trump's hat.
Yeah.
Sacrifice virgins to Satan again. Build that wall.
Yeah.
Now that it's like, you know,
we're going to make Satanism great again. Yeah. make Satanism great. Evil again.
Yes. Make black metal good again.
Yeah,
please.
There you go.
Yeah, we love Azazel.
See, that, you know, there was actually kind of the funny thing that somebody was saying online.
Keep talking into your mic.
So that was the interesting thing somebody was saying online, where they're like, oh, well, the conservative right, you know, it's all Christian-based and it's all coming back in. I was looking at that and I was kind of like, that means that we have an enemy again. Because yeah. it's all God again. So now we get to be anti-Christian again.
Yeah, maybe we'll get some really good music out of it.
Yeah.
Or maybe
take
not.
It as a challenge, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Make Slayer great again.
Yeah.
Well, although at this point, all it'll be is Kerry King writing about how Trump's a dick and he hates him and, you know, he doesn't want to pay his taxes. And
that's,
you know,
not fun, Kerry.
Yeah.
Then again, he hasn't been fun since what, 92?
He never was fun.
Oh, there you go.
But he used to be cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Not fun, but cool at one point.
Yeah.
That's all gone now.
When his hair went.
Now he's writing songs like Hate Worldwide. Let's clear that from our thought process here.
Let's move forward with something better than that.
Baphomet, Infestation of Death from the Dead Shall Inherit.
Thank you.
Garroted, I think. I don't know.
Garroted. Carotted. I don't know. Garroted. G-A-R-R-O-T-E-D. Black Spectre in the court of Nyarlathotep. Order in the court! before that, the Man. New Raven Cult, Force of Profanation, which is now going to be our band of the month. We are bringing that back as of right now, yeah. So that means every show we'll play at least one track from the band that we are featuring.
That's
Raven Cult with Doom Oracle from Force of Profanation. And before that, a classic, Baphomet, Infection of Death, The Dead Shall Inherit. It's funny because there's two versions of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the official version.
Yeah.
So, and then I always love to say it, they became banished where it shows Satan drinking out of sombrero.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, it's not even that. It's like a wet t-shirt contest. He's just like pouring it on himself.
Well, yeah. But it just looks like he's trying to drink fruit punch out of a sombrero.
Yeah.
This isn't working.
He's too drunk. That's why he's doing it. He's like, shit, it's getting all over me.
He's down in Tijuana partying hard. He's like, I just poured it in a sombrero.
Yeah, anyway. Devil went down to the south and got caught behind the wall.
People are going, I don't know what you're talking about. What? Yeah, look up the band Banished and you'll see what I mean. It's pretty hilarious. All right, so we are at the end of our show. That was fun. And we got two more songs for you. I love the name of this band. They're a band, death metal band from Washington, D.C., and I love this name. They're called Genocide Pact. Oh, okay. We're all in agreement, right? Genocide. Yeah. Everybody get a hand in. 1, 2, 3, break. All right. It's Genocide Pact with Submission Reigns, Forged Through Domination.
के झंडे तुम्हें उगा रखे हैं उनकी धज्जियां उड़ाने आ गया रावण। Former North America, Barbara McFall, Lady Delta, now Gunther of the Kurlanevara, Rowan!
Yeah.
finally tonight, genocide shrines hurl burning spears to exhume the Ravenic throne of Sivhela retaliation from Manipura Imperial Death Evo Koval. Wow.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Genocide Pact. Hey, 1-2-3 break. Submission reigns, forged through domination.
See, the names work because basically after they make the Genocide Pact and they go off and do the genocide, then they put up the shrine for it.
Yeah,
the genocide shrines.
Exactly.
Yeah, perfect. Except they get to Indonesia, which is where... Oh,
yeah.
Except they get to Sri Lanka, and that's where the Genocide Shrine works. It's perfect.
Come to Sri Lanka.
Yes.
All right. But that is it. That's the Metal Enema. That's the whole show. We'll go ahead and throw up a couple of the... we'll throw up. And then we'll put the links up for the bands that we had, like Thy Feeble Savior and More Messiah. Pretty much if it's new and it's on Bandcamp, we're doing that now. So,
hey,
anyway.
Just remember, don't give your zlotys to Gods of War.
Yeah, don't do that. The Morbid Messiah, I'll probably call it out when it's finally... available in full. Don't buy it yet, actually. In fact, I won't put that link up. Thank you for pointing that out. It's probably for the best.
There you go.
All right.
I saved you some bucks, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Oh, more gentlemen at this point because that's all that listens.
And there's no girls listen to this show.
Nope.
Not after they heard that pathetic... Well, maybe they will after they hear my pathetic story about my Valentine's Day aborted effort. They'll
probably not.
Listen to the show. No, they won't. All right. Well, see you next time, everybody. Thanks.
See you later.
Bend over.
You're listening to The Metal Enema. Visit MetalEnema.com every week for new episodes of Death, Black, and Thrash.